Hello. Hello, this is Abigail from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Exeter County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, what you got?
Sorry?
Yeah, what you got?
We are from Opinion Research. Are you registered to vote in Exeter County?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Okay, generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
There's a lot of work to do.
Sorry?
There's a lot that could be improved, certainly.
Oh, okay. So would you say that they are in the wrong track?
I mean, I don't see people doing much to fix what seems to be less than ideal. So, yeah, I guess wrong track, yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. What is the most important issue facing Exeter County?
Probably housing.
Housing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now 1 second. Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Would you rate it like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Which ones?
Sorry, how would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Like excellent, good, fair?
Fair.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on to the next question. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I'd say worse.
Thank you. Okay, next question. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County?
How secure it is, I think moderate at the best.
Would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. You can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay?
Good.
Okay, how would you rate natural beauty and physical settings?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Four.
Thank you. How would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Four.
Four. Okay, thank you. How would you rate being able to get from place to place with a little traffic?
Moderate.
Like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. How would you rate the public transportation?
Non-existent.
So you rate it as poor?
Yes.
Okay. How would you rate a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of quality health care?
Fair.
how would you rate the quality of the public schools?
Abstaining. I have no progeny.
Like fair, good, excellent. Fair, you said?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Okay. How would you rate the availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Poor, okay. How would you rate public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next question. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. You can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? How would you rate for people like you?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate it for people living below the poverty line?
Poverty?
Yeah, poverty.
Poor.
Poor, okay. How would you rate it for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Fair, okay. How would you rate it for racial and ethnic minorities? Okay.
Fair.
Fair, okay. For retirees?
Poor.
Okay. For young single people?
Poor.
Poor, okay. How would you rate it for entrepreneurs and people starting a new business or new businesses?
Fair.
Fair, okay. How would you rate it for families with children?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate it for immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question. We are almost complete. We are almost 60%. Okay, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It'll stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Exeter County?
Like, I am not.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? You say very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident? Not at all?
Not too confident.
Oh, not too confident. Thank you so much. Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County? Like, very familiar?
I'm not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar. Thank you so much. Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you very much. How likely are you on an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? Like, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you very much. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Like,
Being in the state of Texas.
It's Texas. Okay.
Yeah. No, Texas. The state policies in Texas.
Okay.
Not so many confidence.
Okay. All right. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college, ma'am.
Thank you very much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Unfortunately, I'd have to go with Democrat at this point in time.
I'm sorry. We are almost complete. We are 80% complete.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So may I continue? Just a few more questions, please?
Please, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. Okay. What is your age?
40.
40. Thank you very much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Thank you very much. Okay, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
I am, yes.
Thank you very much. Is your annual household income minus
$25,000 to $39,999,
$40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 in plus? $75,000 plus, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, we are almost done. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time employed.
Thank you very much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. Okay. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay. I really appreciate your time and your patience. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.